This is your Dakota Resource Council weekly update for Friday, August 2nd. There are many concerns in the Bakken oil field that DRC members deal with every single day. Donnie Nelson, a farmer and rancher in McKenzie County, has had his share of issues over the years. But lately, the one that concerns him the most is an H2S leak from an old compressor station that's on his land. H2S is a colorless gas that can give off a foul odor of rotten eggs. This gas is heavier than air and is very poisonous, corrosive, flammable, and explosive. Nelson was told by the oil company what is causing it.
They told me, and what I'm sure is causing it, is an oil well all on this site, which the road goes right by. And then there's an old gas compressor station, and they've taken out part of that station and then put in oil tanks. And then they're hauling this sour oil in from the old oil wells because they said they won't allow them to put it in lines with the Bakken crude anymore. And then as they're unloading these oil into the tanks, the gas separates and they've just got vent on top of the tank and it vents out into there.
Nelson has been trying to get a hold of the North Dakota State Health Department, but after a number of calls, there was never a quick response.
First happened right before the 4th of July, everybody was gone, and then the guy I was supposed to talk to was gone for a week, so it was a lot of phone tag.
Recently, the State Health Department has contacted the oil company, but Nelson hasn't heard back from either the health department or the oil company on what's happening.
They have called me a couple times. The last time I spoke with him, he had spoken to the guy that was head of this project, or what. They were going to let him know when they were on site, and then he would come out then, and I told him I wanted to be contacted, but I've never been contacted as far as I've never had a message or talked to anyone. It's over probably weeks ago or so.
Nelson is still waiting for a response from the North Dakota State Health Department and is frustrated on the slow response. During the past year, DRC members have been taking on the threat of new oil waste dumps in their community. So far, members have won these fights, but they also know there'll be many more threats of oil waste dumps in the future. If you'd like to help be a part of an organizing effort in stopping the Bakken oil waste from taking over North Dakota communities, you can contact Renee, DRC's oil and gas organizer, at 701-261-3423 and ask her how to get involved. The North Dakota Resource Council has a new home. The Bismarck office has moved to the Pride Incorporated building right across from the State Bank of North Dakota. DRC has been growing the past couple of years with new staff, and the extra room was needed. The Dakota Resource Council's new address is 1200 Missouri Avenue, Suite 102 in Bismarck, North Dakota. You're certainly welcome to stop by and check it out. The DRC annual meeting will be held on Saturday, October 26th in Dickinson, North Dakota, at the Heart River Retreat Center, which overlooks the beautiful Heart River Golf Course. For more information on the annual meeting, you can call the DRC office at 701-224-8587. That is your DRC weekly update. If you have any questions or comments, you can call the office at 701-224-8587, or you can contact me, Sean, S-E-A-N, at drcinfo.com.